Please be seated. Once upon a time, don't all good stories start with this opening? That is why I'm starting with this. Once upon a time, not so long ago, I believe it's been about 5 years, a woman came into my office here at St. Michael's while I was serving as the interim rector. She introduced herself to me as Donna and told me she was participating in the Exploring Your Spiritual Journey program through our diocese. She, very much overwhelmed, shared with me that she felt God was calling her to priesthood. Through tears mixed with gratitude and apprehension, we talked and prayed together. She was on her way out of town for work, so in parting, I gave her the Book of Common Prayer and told her to reflect on the ordination vows of the deacon and of the priest. Remember?
Yeah.
We had conversation when she returned. She felt clear that she was being called to priesthood. We arranged a visit to go together to Bishop King's office so that she could ask for admission into the ordinary process to priesthood. After he said yes, her discernment committee was formed here at this church with members of the parish and others who sat with her, listened to her and her story, shared her faith journey, and prayed with her and for her. She made postulancy and continued through her postulancy attending seminary. She learned and grew during her internship to parishes, became a candidate, and then was ordained a deacon. Thus, her Christian journey that started at baptism continued as she followed the path toward ordination. You see, we are all called to ministry at our baptism. In the examination for priests that we will hear later in this service, the bishop will read, "All baptized people are called to make Christ known as Savior and Lord, and to share in the renewing of the world." This is a reminder for all of us that we are charged with this responsibility. To help and support us in this call to ministry, we come together as community. We worship together, sharing in the Eucharist, listen to the sacred teachings, and participate in fellowship through our formal and informal gatherings. Each person's call varies, and it can change over the years as one grows in age, experience, and wisdom, for there are many ways to serve God in ministry. God's need for us in ministry never stops, though it may change. The gospel reading today gives the parameters for our ministry. As Jesus said, "Remain in love. Keep my commandments. Love each other. Go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last." What does that fruit look like? Fred Rogers, who is remembered for his PBS years as Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, said, "If you could only sense how important you are to the lives of those you meet, how important you can be to the people you may never dream of, there is something of yourself that you leave at every meeting with another person." The reality that everything we do makes a difference in the lives of the people that we meet, friends and strangers alike. True ministry is giving and sharing of ourselves with others, sharing the love of Christ, being a light, especially for those whose light may be dimmed by the wounding, pain, and burdens they carry. We do not know what a smile, a pleasant good morning, or opening a door can mean for someone. If nothing else, these last 2 years of the COVID pandemic taught us how just important human contact is for everyone. Something that may easily have been taken for granted before. There is much going on in the world around us. The stresses that people are feeling can be overwhelming. The epistle reading reminds us to live out our ministry. We should not be anxious about anything. That when in need, we should petition and with thanksgiving. God is always near, and God's peace will always be with us. We need to ask and pray. The gospel and the epistle readings today are also a call to action. We should put into practice the teachings that we receive, the gifts that we have been given, and God's love. In doing this, we glorify God's love. Donna heard a call to be a priest. She will live out this call the rest of her life as a pastor, priest, and teacher. This is not a stagnant call. She will be asked today to commit to the trust and responsibility that she is given, to respect her bishop, to be diligent in her learning, to endeavor to minister, to undertake to be a faithful pastor, to pattern her life on Christ's teaching, and to persevere in prayer. For her to keep her vows that she makes today, she will need you, your help, as family, friends, and peers. This call is not one that she can do on her own, but must be done in community. Knowing Donna, I know she will want to serve God in her ministry to the best of her ability. She will, with God's help. So Donna, now I want to share with you what I have learned during my time as a priest. Keep your friends, those who knew you before you even thought of being a priest. They have a way of keeping you humble and not letting your head swell by the power and prestige some may want to bestow upon you. You are human first. You are and always will be Donna. Your family and friends will continue to love you. When you have conflict or feel overwhelmed, they will ground you and remind you that you are lovable and capable. It is important to remember that your first responsibility to the congregation is to love them. Love them always. Help them to discover their gifts and encourage them in ministry, in their own ministries. A good leader is a servant leader. Using Jesus' example of washing the apostles' feet, be of service. Ministry is done together with them and for them. Listen, and listen more. You do not have all the answers. It is all right to say, I am unsure, I do not know, or can I get back to you on that? This will keep you off the pedestal of divine authority. The world is full of people wiser than us. Lean on them. There will be times that people will share with you their hurts, pain, and stories. You will be asked to keep their secrets. This is a divine trust. Hold it sacred in your heart. Sometimes you will get discouraged and wonder if you can continue, and may even question God's wisdom in calling you to priesthood. Doubt is allowed. But when this happens, it is time for you to go back to the well for grace. Find ways to fill yourself up again through friends, activities, and prayers that feed your soul. Your clergy peers will be an important source of comfort and support for you. Do not isolate yourself because you feel too busy or overwhelmed. In my peers, I found my best mentors. Above all, remember that God called you to service of ministry as a priest. Continue in the joy that you have today. Never forget to laugh and have fun. The psalm says, make a joyful noise. I will close with one more reminder for all of us, from Mr. Rogers. One of the greatest gifts you can give anybody is the gift of your honest self. This is what God is asking each of us in ministry, nothing more and nothing less.